All right, this is a problem that I want to read just to highlight a few things. Mishmisha is saying that she was engaged 2 years ago to a guy, and then she felt from his actions that he doesn't love her. There was no care, no love, no feelings, no going out, no gifts, nothing. He was just receiving everything. And she felt that he was, as she said, tama'an fiha. So it's like taking advantage of her. And for example, she said, although he had his own car, he was always using hers. Then she broke up with him a year ago. And she said, and I was so satisfied because I finally stopped this shit. And he was always giving bad comments about her face, her hair, and she began losing self-confidence. 3 months later, after she broke up with him, he began sending people telling her that he's sorry and that he was bad and he's this and he's that and that he loves her. And then he began sending tender SMSs and emails and so on. Now she's saying, or her question, should she take him back or not? She is worried that he is the same person. She is worried that, yes, it's been two years since they broke up, but she's just worried that he's not the right person. Then she's saying that there is a difference in the level of education, career, monthly income, socially, and she's saying that she's better off, and she's scared. So she's asking, does he deserve a second chance, and if she should test him. So I asked her, what are the pros and cons of going back to him? She said she needs to be sure that he changed or not. Now, this is a story that is very tricky. Number one, you said that there is a gap in that level of education, in your careers, in your monthly income, and socially. Now, that's a very huge gap. You know, had it been just one of them, it could have worked. That's a huge gap. That means that you come from two very different places. It means that you're not the same. It means that he feels jealous and inferior. And that is why he used to make all those comments about your face and about your hair and about your body. And you said you almost lost your self-confidence. He feels so small and tiny next to you. And that's why he's trying to break you down to pieces. Now, my question to you is, why would you allow someone like that into your life? Why would you want to give away the rest of your life to someone like that in the name of marriage? Why would you want to have kids from someone like that? What kind of father would he be? And if you're saying that this is the huge gap with the social level and the financial level and the education level and the career stuff, what does he have to teach your kids? Now, I want you to think of those things. I can understand that you miss him. I can understand that you're lonely. I can understand that you might be bored. But I do not see why you would want to throw away your life like that. Now that's my opinion regarding this guy. Now, your question, the change. Why would he change? That's my reply to you. Why would he change? Did he get a better education? Did he get a different job? Did he get a better income? Did he do a social upgrade? Why would he change? My best guess is that he did not change. My best guess is that nobody took his crap other than you. You turned into the emotional punching bag. So he will keep coming back to you because nobody will take this kind of treatment other than your kind self. That's why I'm telling you, I don't think he changed. But to be fair, give him a chance. But I do not want you to invest emotionally. I do not want you to get attached to him. You're giving him a chance because you're watching him from a distance. And you don't tell him that there's a time limit. You tell him that you need to think and that you're not sure and that he needs to try his best. And you see his best. Give it 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Don't be in a rush. Because time is the best test to a person's character, to a person's nature. Give it time and see how he behaves and how he acts with you and around you, and then decide. My gut feeling says no. But again, it's totally up to you. Just don't commit. If you want to give him a chance, give him a chance. From my experience, people don't change. And you're the same person. He's the same person. The gaps are the same. Everything's still the same. Why would you expect a different result? There's the saying that goes, the same things the same way, you get the same results. And I don't see where the change happens to get a different result. Think about it and keep me updated.